You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Your college basketball weekend is here.
Rise and fire. Count it.
It's the classic. The slipper still fits.
When they need baskets, they go to them.
Two to tie, a three will win it.
From Cinderella runs to covering at the buzzer, we've got your winning playbook covered. This is BetQLU with John Martin and RJ Choppy, presented by BetMGM.
Welcome in to BetQLU. Yep, we are getting through it here in college basketball season, closer and closer to the tournament as seeds take shape, upsets continue to happen, conference races play out. Got a lot to get to on the show today. I'm John Martin, joined as always by my man RJ Choppy. And RJ, man, we have some college football that we're going to get to a little bit later. Just some developments, right, that could kind of shape and reshape the way that the sport is discussed and the way that the playoff is sort of, solved and situated. So we'll get into that a little bit later. But first of all, let's start with a new number one. We're going to have a new number one next week as number 15-ranked Creighton beats UConn at home, 85-66, just basically a wire-to-wire deal there. I know that UConn led for a little while, but Creighton did ultimately take control, and they never gave it back. So I guess I'll ask you from that perspective, who did that game, in your opinion, say more about, Creighton or UConn?
You know, I think it said more about Creighton. I think we know what UConn is. UConn's a dominant force. They had a night. Right? We're all going to have nights. Every college basketball team, these are kids. Remember, at the end of the day, these are kids. They're going to have a night. He had a night, or they had a night, I should say. And, you know, I think the other part of it is UConn has not shown, you know, during this run, even though they won it all last year, you know, they have not been the best road team against quality competition. And the good thing for them is you don't play road games in the tournament. The bad news is that you do have to answer some questions as to why you don't win road games. Now, road games are tough to win. You know, I mean, look, even you know, Purdue has fallen in a couple of road games this year against conference opponents, and some of those weren't even nearly as good of teams as Creighton. So you've seen upsets happen on the road. You know, you'll go down the rest of the top 25, or the top five, I should say, and you'll see other teams that have lost road games against teams they had no business losing road games to, but they did. So I don't think it says a ton about UConn. I think UConn is who they are. I think Creighton's a really good basketball team. And you get them at home on the right night, and they're gonna bite you. They're a team that I don't think you want to see them necessarily in your bracket. You know, if you're a two seed and there are four, or you know, you're there are three more like it, then I don't know you want to see them.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it's pretty much it's kind of ridiculous what UConn had been doing. I mean, to come back after winning the championship and to look as dominant as they've looked, you know, on the 13-game win streak. It's like you don't usually see year-to-year dominance like that, especially when UConn had to replace Jordan Hawkins. They had to replace Adama Sanogo. Like they lost a lot of guys. And so it was a little like, damn, UConn is, you know, I guess Danny Hurley has just built this machine, and it still is a machine. But I agree that, you know, when you look right now, Creighton is what are their national title odds? We have those on the screen here, Zach. Yeah, are they still? Yeah, 25-1 around those over at BetMGM, I would guess.
Something like that, you know, and that's –
yeah. I mean, because we see them right now, they're not on the ground in the top, you know, 10 or 11 or whatever it is. So, yeah, I mean, I think Creighton sort of showed that obviously they're a three-point reliant team, but if they're falling, they can beat pretty much anybody in America. I do agree, RJ, that that's what they showed.
Yeah, man, especially, you know, if they're able to hit from three. And look, any team in this tournament, if they have a night, and then the other team, the favorite, if an underdog has a good three-point shooting night and the favorite starts off like 2-14, it's on. It's just on. Like, that's just the way it is. And we've seen this throughout. You go look at the NBA playoffs over the last 2 years. Every game is like a 20-point blowout because some team's always on and then the other team's not. The way the game is now, it is a three-point game. And that is so dangerous in a one and done.
Yeah.
Because like one bad, it doesn't even take a bad half. It takes a bad 4 minute stretch. Dude, I am still not over Florida Atlantic last year. Like against Tennessee, we were in control that entire game. And like a 6 minute stretch, gone. And Florida Atlantic's in the Final Four. It is so scary. Gone are the days of, you know, you just get your, yeah, you throw the ball down low, you beat them, you're just more talented, and it would take a real, real good right. shooting effort to pull the upset. Man, that ain't happening anymore. These things can happen at any moment because, A, the portal has spread the talent out a little bit more. Nobody's just dominant.
Yeah.
And then, B, you know, the three-point shot.
There's no doubt about it. Creighton was a team that I felt like was really a frustrating group. You know, early in the season, I was there in Vegas when they lost UNLV, as we've talked about before. And I just said, you know, this team is missing some toughness. It just feels like it's missing, you know, some edge to them. And, you know, that still may be true, but they do have an amazing equalizer in Kalkbrenner. You know, as a guy that can screen and roll and finish at the rim and give teams really fits at the rim on both ends of the floor. And that's just, you know, you have only a few guys in the country that's the case for. I mean, Edie at Purdue, you know, Clayton when he's with UConn, and then, you know, and then Kalkbrenner. So I absolutely feel like Creighton is a team that has to be taken seriously. 30-1 is an amazing price to me. I mean, they're feast or famine, right? Understand what you're getting into when you bet on when you have a Creighton future, and it's obviously way worse of a number today than it would have been if you had bet them before Tuesday. But these are kind of the teams that I like to have a future ticket on. RJ, it's like you just kind of slap it to the windshield of your car, and you're going 80 miles an hour down the freaking interstate. And who knows where you go? Who knows where it takes you? You know,
Creighton's a good ticket, man. I mean, I think they're if you can get them at a really big number, I think they're a good ticket to get. There's a handful of teams that'll probably be in that same area, maybe a little bit better, maybe a little worse odds that I think you can make a run at. But you know, from a future ticket standpoint, dude, they get on a roll, and like if they get hot. A favorable draw, like that's key. You know, the draw is as much of a part of this as anything. Who do you match up right with? Who gets upset? I think the draw is more important than location. I mean, I know UConn's going to be in an interesting spot because they're going to play in Boston, right? They ain't going to lose in Boston. It's a home game, right? They're going to have 85% of the crowd. Same thing when they play in Brooklyn at the Barclays Center in the first round. But, you know, short of that, there's no other team out there that is going to have such a home court advantage. I mean, Houston's not, you know, Houston gets Dallas, you know, Arizona gets LA, Purdue gets Detroit. If those are your one seeds. Nobody's going to have the home court that UConn is.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah, it's definitely something to keep an eye on. But I think Creighton sort of showed, all right, they finally figured out the UConn problem. If you can beat UConn, I know it's home, and that's a big factor, but you figured it out schematically. I like your chances to make a run in the NCAA tournament. All right, the other team that we're going to be talking about here, Purdue goes down. Now, this was obviously all over the weekend, but Purdue goes down to Ohio State on the road as a 7.5, 8-point favorite. Is this something that we should be concerned about with Purdue, RJ, or was this just Ohio State making a coaching change and everybody was happy as hell that it happened?
You know, Purdue's issues are going to be, Edey is not the greatest necessarily passer out of the low post. If his other guys aren't making shots, I mean, they could be in trouble. You know, they just can. You can collapse on him. If you've got a team, you can throw like a Hack-a-Shack out there, right? You got a team out there that's got like three bigs. You can foul him a bunch. Now, he does make his free throws. Good free throw shooter, but anybody can have an off night. I think the issue here also is Ohio State was having a new coach. This is the new coach theory. You get a new coach in there. Everything's different. Players may play a little bit looser. First game with the new coach, they wind up winning. I don't think this is a big knock on Purdue. Purdue has got they're not playing for today. Look, they have every ounce of pressure on them in the tournament. That's where this is going to lie. I don't think this game changed anything about them. We'll find out the real Purdue come March.
Yeah, look, I think it is just that quintessential spot. I mean, it's the easiest spot in the whole wide world that Ohio State at home against Purdue, number two team in the country coming in. It's the easiest spot in the world to get up for and play your best game. So I'm not really – they were also due some positive regression in terms of their three-point shooting. So what a day to have it. But it was obviously like that result does not shock me in the slightest. I mean, look, I think the case for Purdue winning the national championship and making a run that they've never made under Matt Painter is that they go out and they add a Lance Jones that – Braden Smith's a year older, that Foster Lawyer is a year older, and that this group is a little bit more battle-tested and will look back at last year as just an anomaly. You know, I don't know if you want to believe that. I don't know if I can sell that to you. I think what Purdue still is missing is that guy who can create off the bounce and get to the rim using his athleticism. Mm-hmm. That's what Purdue is lacking to me. Like they had it a couple of years ago with Jaden Ivey, and that was coincidentally their best run in a long time. You know, I think when you get into that arch mode, it's great to have shooters, but that's when defenses are at their best, man. You got to have somebody who can create for himself and not just lean on jump shots. And I don't know if Purdue has that guy. That would be my concern on them.
Matt, you could go zone against them. If they're having an off night shooting, you play zone against them, collapse the middle. What are they going to do? You know, they're going to be in a tough spot. That's the problem. And that's one thing. Look, having a big is great, but also let's not forget, like, you know, it does bog down your offense at times. And when you have a guy that is that different than everybody else, I mean, things can happen. And look, this is, again, man, it's not one game that does you in the tournament. It's a 5-minute stretch. Like you have to think, like, look at UConn last year. I mean, they didn't have one. Go think of one bad 5-minute stretch they had the entire tournament. They didn't have, I mean, they won every game by double digits.
And that's it was as dominant a run as we've ever seen.
It was unbelievable. Yeah. Unbelievable. And, you know, that's what it takes.
And I know that because I was against UConn pretty much every game they played. That's how I know it vividly, RJ. It's like I was like on the wrong side of that thing every single damn time they took. I was like, because in my mind I was like, this can't keep happening. They're not going to look this dominant every, but they did. And so I had to learn the hard way there. Updated odds over at BetMGM for the college basketball futures. UConn is down to 5-1. Is that right? Down to 5-1. Purdue is down to +650. Houston is down to +950. Highest ticket percentage over at BetMGM is Kentucky, 12.1%. Highest handle is UConn, 15.3%. And Kentucky, I saw somebody say this on Twitter the other day, that Kentucky's going to determine your bracket, right? Like,
yeah,
figuring out where they win and lose is going to make or break your bracket. I agree with that. Again, not unlike Creighton, I could see him losing the first, second round, and I could see him win the whole thing. Those are the teams I like to have a ticket on.
Yeah, Kentucky winning the whole thing, and their defense, that would surprise me with their defense, right? I mean, their defense has not been great this year. But then again, look, we've seen crazy things happen. We've seen teams that came out of nowhere that all of a sudden, you know, have great runs. They'll have that one guy, that one dude. Look, I mean, the Syracuse Mello team, like that was okay. I mean, how'd that happen? You know, they got a favorable draw. Yeah. They got their regional in Albany instead of having to go somewhere else. And like, you know, poor Oklahoma stuck there and they couldn't shoot and the zone killed them. So Kentucky's an interesting one. I mean, their defense scares me though.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, it's just, you know, you just never know. Sometimes you can just get like that UConn team in 2014, where they came out of nowhere. When you have guard play, you know, some crazy stuff happens. And, you know, maybe it could happen for Kentucky. Who knows? We got a lot more to get to on the show, including some coaches who are going off on their players and the transfer portal and its role in this year in college basketball. Plus, we'll preview the weekend ahead. Stick around. You're watching BetQLU here on the BetQL Network.
You've been listening to BetQLU, presented by BetMGM. If you missed any of the show, listen back anytime on the new and improved Odyssey app.